Welcome to Gene and Mike Do the New York Times Crossword.
Hi, I'm Gene.
And I'm Mike. And today we are doing the crossword for Tuesday, June 15th, 2021. So rumor has it you did the crossword.
Yes, I did.
And how did you find said crossword?
Well, I thought it was a good crossword.
Mm-hmm.
It was clever. And if you are a Harry Potter fan, you would have loved it.
Right. It's important to be a Harry Potter fan for a lot of crosswords.
It seems like it, yes.
It shows up quite a lot. So, mm-hmm. Yeah. You want to talk about the theme?
Okay. Well, there were three different clues. The answers were multiple words, and they didn't have anything much in common until you get to 51 across. That says, set of legendary objects from the Harry Potter series found at the end of 20, 34, and 41 across. 20 across, the answer was written in stone. 34 was opera cloak, and 41 was bubble wand. So we had stone, cloak, and wand. And if you are a Harry Potter fan, you know those were the Deathly Hallows. So that was the answer to 51 across.
Mm-hmm. See, I've read the Harry Potter series, but I just didn't remember that.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, to me, Deathly Hallows sounds like a place.
No. The Deathly Hallows. Well, remember, well, maybe you don't remember.
I don't remember.
In the last two books, there was the story of the Deathly Hallows.
Do we have to utter something about a spoiler alert here?
No.
Okay.
But
carry on.
Anyway, there was the Deathly Hallows, and there was the story, and there was the Sorcerer's Stone, which was from the first book, mm-hmm. and there was the Invisibility Cloak
right.
that was given to Harry.
I remember that.
And then there was the wand. It was, I can't remember whose wand it was. Was it Voldemort's wand, or was it? I can't remember. But anyway, those were the three Deathly Hallows.
Mm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I was looking at 34 across opera cloak, and I was just wondering, what exactly is an opera cloak? I mean,
it's a long velvet cloak that you would wear to the opera.
That I would wear to the opera, or
yes,
you would wear to the opera?
Well, anyone. I think, you know, you could probably, most generally it was women, but I think that men had, you know, sort of cloaks as well. But
okay. Mm-hmm. Well, good, because, you know, I read that and thought, it sounds like something that should exist, but
uh-huh.
I just was unfamiliar with it.
Uh-huh.
Let's see. Most of the top part of the crossword didn't seem hugely difficult, although 20 across, unchangeable, written in stone, I had written in, and I was just like, well, like indelible ink or India ink or something like that, but it turned out to be stone.
Uh-huh, written in stone.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And running into that, six down, this is too much for me. I thought it was I give, but I give, you
uh-huh.
know, as in sort of giving up, but uh-huh. it was I can't.
No, it's I can't.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But you could sort of figure uh-huh. that out with the crosses.
Right.
And then right next to it, seven across, seven down, iPad blank, the answer is being mini. So once again, another Apple product makes it into the crossword.
Yep,
I swear
true.
They get a commission. I don't know how much. Probably a lot.
Uh-huh.
But
it's interesting. You don't see other computers making it in quite like Apple does. It's pretty interesting.
Well, they had, I think they had, was it Acer or Iowa? They had some other computer brands that sometimes.
Yeah, but they make other things, too.
Right.
So, I mean, it might just say Japanese tech brand or something, but
yeah, that's true.
But with Apple, it's always a specific
product,
it seems.
Right.
So.
Well, I'm waiting for them to be able to fit AirPods Pro into it. And when they start mentioning the operating systems, so the next one is Monterey.
Uh-huh.
That'll be That'll be a sure tip-off that they are in the back pocket of Apple.
Uh-huh.
25 down. Components of many barbershop logos. I was sure that was going to be poles.
Yeah, me too.
But it turned out to be combs.
Combs, yes. I got the same thing.
I don't know. I can't think of a barbershop that I've driven by that had a comb in it.
Uh-huh.
Maybe a scissors.
Well, maybe in their advertising or something, they might have a comb and scissors or something.
I think it's my job tomorrow is to go from barbershop to barbershop and inspect their logos and say, hey, how come you don't have a comb in there? I like the one right next to that, 26 down, rental with 10, 15, 17, 20, and 26-foot sizes,
mm-hmm.
U-Haul.
Yes.
I just thought that was very interesting. And also a way of getting a plug-in for U-Haul.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I thought the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Can you explain 35 down to me? 35 down, dogs, and the second dogs is in double quotes, and the answer is paws.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean?
Well, you know, oftentimes you call feet dogs.
Yeah. You call feet dogs?
Uh-huh.
I call my feet feet.
Yes, well, dogs is slang for feet.
Really?
You say, oh, my dogs are tired, or, yeah.
I just would assume that meant you had a couple of dogs and they were tired.
No.
I've never heard that before.
Really?
No.
That's slang for feet. So, a dog's dogs would be their paws.
Okay, it makes perfect sense, but I have managed to never hear that.
Can you give me
an example of some place like anywhere where they've used that? Or is it just...
That's just common phraseology.
Everybody says it except me. Let's see. And right around there, pause runs into 41 across, something that a kid might blow right through, which I thought was a very nice way of phrasing it. The answer was bubble wand.
Uh-huh.
I thought it was like a bubble hoop. You know, you had this round thing and you'd sort of like wave it through the air.
Yeah, but in the you know, there's those little ones too. Just the little ones that you dip in the bottle.
Mm-hmm.
They actually are attached to the lid of the bottle. You open the... Well, no, I guess they aren't anymore, but you open the bottle and they're right there and you can lift it out and, you know.
Okay, so it's got like a small circle of plastic. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Those are bubble
and
ones.
They're bubble ones, all right.
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, that makes perfect sense.
Mm-hmm.
It took me... airline whose name is a Greek letter, so I went, let's see, is there an Alpha Airlines? How about a Beta Airlines?
Oh, really?
And I went Alpha, Beta, Gamma, Delta. Delta! There we go. So it didn't take me long.
Uh-huh.
I'm glad they didn't refer to Omega Airlines.
I got that right away.
Uh-huh. I got it in my third guess.
Oh, right.
I was systematic.
Uh-huh.
So, okay. Well, I think that's probably it for the crossword, but it is, of course, Triplet Tuesday.
Do, 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 do.
So for new listeners, Triplet Tuesday is a game where one of us reads three clues in decreasing order of obfuscation, and the other person has to guess the answer. You can play along, and we're going to do this three times. So it's 3x3 Triplet Tuesday. So
you'll get these.
Well, thanks for the vote of confidence.
Okay.
Let's find out.
All right. Number one, shifts end.
Shifts end?
Uh-huh.
Let's see. A shifts end would be, well, it's a T, T-E-E.
No.
A shifts end would be quitting time. A shifts end. And, yeah, I don't know.
Number two, hesitate.
Hesitate. Hem.
Yes.
Okay. Yay! Yay me!
The next one would have been Hawes partner.
And what was the first one, though?
Shifts end. Like a woman's shift, the end of her
shift. Oh, that was, yeah, there's no way I would have. Mm-hmm. You can see, because as soon as you said shift, I was thinking of like workers in a factory. Mm-hmm. Then I was thinking about hockey players. Uh-huh. I did not think about women's garments.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. Here's the second one.
Ready.
Boston's nickname with the.
Boston's nickname. Boston's the pizza.
No.
The home of the tea party. This has to be three letters.
Uh-huh.
Boston's nickname. Boy, do not know.
Okay. Nucleus.
Nucleus. Well, the nucleus is like the core, the gist. It contains DNA. Hub. Hub.
That's right.
All right.
The last one would have been busy airport.
Okay.
Okay.
So Boston is known as the hub?
Apparently.
Hmm. Okay.
Okay. The last one. Kind of nut.
Pistachio. Wait. Soy.
Nope.
Pea.
No.
Because it would have been peanut. kind of nut. Almond. Pistachio. They're all too long.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of nut. Okay, maybe. A tea nut.
No.
Like a different, you know, the bolt kind. All right, I give up. No, I don't give up, but let's go for the second clue.
Bit of spelling.
Bit of spelling. Bit of hex.
Yes.
Ooh.
You got all of them on the second one.
Ha-ha.
The third one would be do voodoo.
Do voodoo. I don't know if that would have helped. But, yeah, hex nut.
Hex.
Got it. All mm-hmm. right.
There you go.
I retired successfully from the side.
Uh-huh.
So, I hope everyone at home did well on that.
I told you you'd get it.
You were right. You were right. So, that is it for today. Thanks, listeners, for listening in. And hope you're enjoying the crossword and the podcast. And, we'll be back again with our cutting-edge analysis of tomorrow's crossword tomorrow.
See you then. Bye-bye.